Do you happen to have a copy of Emma McBride's A Girl is a Half-Form Thing to hand? I'm going out on a limb here, but by any chance did you pack it in a holiday suitcase and sort of not get around to reading beyond the opening pages? You're not alone. Emma McBride's syntactically promiscuous but steadfastly prize-winning book has proved an insurmountable challenge for many, but not for Corn Exchange Theatre Company, whose Annie Ryan has created a stage version of McBride's text, starring Aoife Duffin, perhaps best known for her role in the Boyle-based sitcom Moon Boy. So what does Aoife Duffin make of the book's reputation as the great unread novel of the summer?
Oh, God, I love that. That's great. Okay, like Ulysses. yeah, I know. The first few pages can be a little, I was going to say off-putting, but not off-putting, a little unnerving, especially for somebody like me. I'm not well-read. I'm not, I spend so much of my time reading plays or scripts. I have very little time left for novels. So it can be like with Girl is Half-Form Thing, the first couple of pages, you're thinking there's no way, if it continues like this, there's no way I'll get through it. It'll be too hard, but it doesn't, you know, it you're left off the hook a little bit a few pages in, I think. Aren't you? What do you think?
I think it's still difficult. I noticed I was reading it on my Kindle and you know, they have that thing at the bottom that tells you, you know, 2 hours to go in the book.
Oh, no.
And as I went on, it kept getting longer and longer. It's like I was running up an escalator or something.
It's like on Google Maps when it keeps telling you that you're further and further away. City, all that black in my lungs, like I'm smoking, I'm not, but still. I'll have a creaky bed up in some woman's house. Going in the college door, hello, just over there. Fine, thanks. Yeah, when I was in the States this summer, hi, and how are you? Are you here for this course too? What? Oh, yes, I am, yes, too.
Do you know how Annie came to think of you? I mean, we were joking earlier about you play the entire youth of Ireland now, like all the young women of Ireland are you, basically, whatever's going on.
Good God, no pressure. I apologise to all the young women of Ireland in advance. I suppose there's a rebelliousness to the girl in the book that is maybe a part, is something that goes through my work and the characters that I've played, I hope, I think. That was a real Emma McBride there, wasn't it? I think. Yeah. we're calling those the McBride now. And we have a few drinking games to go with it, that if you have to speak in Emma McBride language, and if you speak with normal conjunctives and normal grammar, that you have to take a drink. That's going to be our new Emma McBride. We're going to call it the McBride. This one's talking. An awful lot. Are you living near? Just around the corner. I'm from here, she says. All right. Coming. What? For a drink, you must. Course you can. Go on, she says. Nah, no thanks, I don't. Nah, no, well, all right, I will. Stinking still, she's smoking Silkcut Red. Saying her family and crazy dad's a famous writer I haven't heard. But then, groggledy when they lived in Sweden, fighting over opera seats and drinking schnapps. So boring. And me? Nothing, really. No, my family's just the, you know, like everyone else apart from you.
There is a sense that it's almost like doing a Shakespearean job, because when you look at the words on the page, they don't make the usual patterns in the way you have to kind of work with a kind of attention when you're doing Shakespeare in almost the same way, I imagine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Things like full stops and structure and rhythm are kind of really important in this, and it feels like once you adhere to the full stops, because it's mostly just full stops you're looking at, it takes on a life of its own, and it has its own rhythm and its own way. So it's I think once you trust that, the sense of it comes out. Then all that, those full stops and all that fragmentation in the writing, and especially in the later stuff with some of the kind of violent scenes, it feels very much like it's a song in a way. So it's quite musical, as opposed to a language. It's more like putting a song on and having to just listen to it over and over. It's very rhythmical. I love music and I listen to music a lot. So trying to learn it, I've been recording myself and listening to it like that, how I would listen to music. So that was kind of the parallel I was drawing between music.
What's the rest of the kind of rehearsal period soundtrack?
Well, I was listening to London Grammar there at lunch while I was walking around, but that's just because it's just a new album I hadn't listened to. But I was listening to some Hole, and I was randomly listening to stuff like Smashing Pumpkins and Alanis Morissette and stuff that I used to listen to when I was 15. We are bad, her, she and me, my friend I'd call. See here this party, it's a mad. People pouring noise out front back of this old house. Do you mind if I sit? Who are you then? Some man with black hair combed strange, like balding but not. You want some? Go on, lassie, you inhale and hold. In the morning, peel up eyes, sweat shut. Cracked ceiling somewhere. What's the worm, I? Who? Lying man beside. God. Oh, yes. Yuck. Sweaty eyepaps filled sinus guck. And he's balding in the light. Time to go my separate ways. Thanks, yeah, bye, don't call. What if I could make a whole other world, a whole civilization in this city that is not home? But I can. And I can choose this. And no one's falling into hell. In the new world, I am do this every single time I can.
I wonder how many of the audience will be the people who read the first two pages and stopped and thought, do you know what? I'm going to go and let Aoife Duffin do it for me.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. If you're too lazy to read the book, then come and see the show. But if Emer McBride heard me saying that, she'd kill me. Everybody should go and buy the book. I mean, we can't do the book. This isn't the book. It is something of its own, you know, because the book is something like 9 hours long to read if you start down from start to finish. I think that's how Emer did an audio recording of it herself, where she read it, and it took about 9 hours, I think. So do try and read the book. I posted it to my mother last night and put a big, huge footnote, you know, with what she should prepare herself for when reading it, but... sorry, Mom, if it's ruining your holiday. She's going reading it on a holiday, so I don't know if it's a good book for the holidays.
Well, it's a real holiday read.
How'd you get on, Mammy? Aoife Duffin there in Corn Exchange's A Girl is a Half-Formed Thing is previewing from the 25th of September as part of this year's Dublin Theatre Festival.